You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Louisa Nicklin live at the Wine Cellar, recorded and mixed and mastered by the legendary Rowan Evans. And on the line right now we have Louisa. Morena, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's nice to hear from you. How's this whole weird time treating you at the moment? Are you holding up all good?
Yeah, it's all good. I'm hanging out with my cat Frank, so it's all good. I heard you guys talking about
everyone's got good
pets
cats
and stuff earlier.
Yeah, so we've had some texts in about people's dogs that they've got. Tess has got her cat Kenny helping her produce this morning. It's all very good for feline friends out there. We are talking about this awesome EP that you've just put out. It's all recorded live at the Wine Cellar from your EP release show. Is that correct?
Yeah. From that show, which is a good time.
Very good.
It was just before we all had to hide, so it's cool.
just in the nick of time. And you've put all of the proceeds just going straight back into the Wine Cellar. Why did you want to do that, Louisa?
Just to support the Wine Cellar so it can hopefully last this lockdown, because obviously it's going to be a pretty tricky time with no one going there and no gigs and all that kind of stuff. So it'd be cool if it still existed when all of this is over.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I think anybody who's ever played a gig in Auckland or been to a gig in Auckland will know about kind of how much the Wine Cellar fosters a real community. What has the Wine Cellar meant to you as a musician?
Oh man, it's like meant I could do what I am doing. Like, played my first solo gig there, and then Rowan tracked all of the EP that I released last month, and you know, like does recordings like this and mixes it and masters it and like provides that space. Mm-hmm. And he also is like so generous with it, you know, he doesn't ask for much in return. So it's pretty much, yeah, enabled me to do this, which I don't know if I would otherwise.
And I think there's lots of musicians who probably owe a similar kind of debt of gratitude as well. Arcade Recordings is Rowan's label and just does put out some amazing stuff that we wouldn't get to hear otherwise and wouldn't necessarily get to get a proper release too. So hugely important work that goes on there. We've talked to you about this EP more broadly, the one that you put out, When Are You Home, up on this show before. And it's been really awesome to hear how, I guess, a live version of it, or just live versions, give you kind of a new way of experiencing that music. Since that has come out, you've played like the Newtown Fest in Wellington, you've played a couple of Drive Islands for us and things like that. How does it feel for you performing that music? Do you feel like you get to know those songs a little bit better every time you play them?
Yeah. Like the songs I picked for this live EP, some of them actually, like for say Speaks to Him, mm-hmm. that one has kind of grown even since we recorded it last year. So yeah, it's just cool to be able to play them and always have them changing, and getting to play with Mason and Eamon, who are like awesome musicians, and we're all keen to just keep developing the songs, not just play them, you know, exactly as they always are, like still keen to keep developing it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, really awesome. And also it's cool because you get to work with a bunch of awesome bands as well. We have loved being able to hear the amazing crossover cover that was also recorded live at the Wine Cellar of you and Baby Teeth doing Teenage Dirtbag, which was heaps of fun and very FOMO inducing. What kind of bands are you really listening to at the moment and enjoying, Louisa?
Oh, good question. This is one of those questions I always go blank on, and yeah. I freak out when people ask me.
I think a lot of people hit that.
Yeah, I mean, I really love Womb. They're probably like one of my favourite New Zealand bands. Mm-hmm. Listening to them a lot, and also listening a lot at the moment to the new Nadia Reid. It's a really beautiful album.
It's a gorgeous album, eh?
Yeah, I just love her like phrasing, and her lyrics and stuff are just really, really cool. She always kind of just makes it just, I don't know, every lyric seems to just have this little corner it turns, and it's yeah, the way she phrases it or something, it's really cool. So I like listening to her and try and use some of that for a bit of inspiration sometimes.
Are you going to be trying to make any music during this period, or are you just going to have a chill out as well? Both very valid options.
A bit of both. I'm keen to try and write some new music, so sort of writing some stuff at the moment and want to send it to Eamon and Mason and then get them to have a little play on it, and so that way when we come out of this we can maybe record another EP or something. But
awesome.
I don't know, see how it goes.
Exactly, see how it goes I think is a very, very good way of taking it.
Chilling
at the
is good too.
Chilling is very important but of course also supporting our favourite venues that are struggling at the moment because they can't be open is a very good thing to be doing as well. And this is really awesome. You've put a sort of like name your price limit of minimum $12, which is basically like buying yourself a beer. So you're basically buying the Wine Cellar a beer,
yeah.
And you get an awesome EP of Live Louisa Nicklin as well. But you can add more onto that too, which is a cool thing to do if you have got the cash to support just an awesome institution.
Yeah. Had some very generous donations so far, so it's been pretty cool.
That's really awesome. If people want to, people keep doing that. Yeah, if people want to grab it, Louisa, where can they go?
It's just on Bandcamp at the moment, so it's nowhere else. Just so that you got to buy it, you know, you got to support.
Support.
then, but in a few weeks it'll be up on other streaming platforms and stuff like that.
But you absolutely should go buy it.
For the time being, just Bandcamp.
Totally. Hey, well, we are going to have a listen to Beautiful Boy, I reckon, because I really enjoy this track. And it's
cool.
From your live EP. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Louisa. It's a real pleasure to hear from you.
Well, thanks for having me.
And it's an awesome pleasure to have this really, really great recording of your live album out in the world.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
say, beautiful boy. My friend is a beautiful boy. He looks after me, makes me nice things for tea.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.